November 21st is the night that the holidays begin. November 21st is the night that Trans-Siberian Orchestra takes the stage to wow an audience of millions. You...
Wow. And I was going to say more than that, our friends are back in town.
An audience of millions.
Millions.
Wow. Millions.
Big room.
Yeah, they've expanded, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put an extension on it. Yeah. Very nice.
Actually, the arena that you guys play in, the Vivint Arena here, is going through a huge renovation for the jazz season, which is going to be done probably within the next month. So it will be a really cool new arena.
They're not doing it for the jazz. They're doing it for
TSO. They're doing it for the TSO show. That's what they told us, secretly.
Yeah, but nobody wants to admit that, so we'll just say it's for the jazz.
Al Petrelli joining us now. Al, how you doing, man?
My brothers, good to hear your voices.
You too. Man, it's so weird. It seems like it's so long, but then it seems like it was just yesterday. It's so weird.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. And this is how we've been starting our conversations for probably the past dozen years.
I know.
It's been a year, but it seems like yesterday we were just kind of hanging out and kicking it and talking and enjoying the show. And, you know, the year just kind of sailed by, and here we are again. And like I said, I saw this on the itinerary. I was like, yep, it's time. I'm talking to you two. We're good.
Yeah, we're ready to go,
we're
man.
We're good.
Now, November 21st is the night of the show. Have tickets gone on sale for this already, correct?
I think they go on sale Monday? Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Friday, I believe, yeah.
So tomorrow, you'll be able to get your tickets. And I'll tell you, this sells out every year, so make sure you get them as soon as possible tomorrow morning. Two shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. The Vivint Smart Home Arena is where it's taking place. And, you know, this is a must-do every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
a lot of years have been coming through town, right?
Yeah. How many do you think?
Well, I got to say, this is 16 years.
I think you're right. 16
you know,
years.
I mean, and I remember it was absolutely one of the first times ever they asked, can you do an afternoon show? I mean, just, you know, your community has embraced this like no other, and it's just... It's such a privilege to come back there and to know we have two shows. And as usual, I got a day off before the show, so, you know, we can get together, we can hang out. And, you know, I just love the town, I love the community, and I love you too. So, you know, thanks for having us back.
Right on. Thank you.
Well,
we love you back, man.
The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the Best of TSO and More, the 2017 Winter Tour stops in Salt Lake City, November 21st, with tickets on sale tomorrow. Al, how are you doing personally, man?
Okay. You know, it's been an interesting year, to say the least.
Yeah.
A lot of wonderful things have happened, you know. My daughters are getting bigger. My sons are doing great. Everything's great, my wife and I.
Good.
And if you would have asked me about 8 or 9 months ago how things are, I would have said absolutely perfect. Everything is, I was waiting for the tap on the shoulder for somebody to go, ha, just kidding. And then you get that phone call, and you get punched right in the face, and your entire world shatters in a moment.
It's just one of those things, Alan and I were talking about, how every day when you wake up, you have no idea what's going to happen, and there's no guarantee that you're going to, you know, be fine at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that somebody you love is going to be gone.
No, it's unfortunately really true. And, you know, for me, and in this particular situation, it's horrible. But, you know, I can only imagine, you know, regarding Paul O'Neill's unfortunate premature demise and departure from this planet, I just, you know, everybody's prayers and thoughts, you know, must go to his wife and his daughter and the immediate family, because, you know, he was my friend and my boss and, I mean, my big brother. He was all those things, but he was somebody's husband and somebody's father.
Yeah.
And the family is just shattered beyond belief. And, you know, this is the hand that life has dealt everyone right now, especially Desiree in Ireland, O'Neill. And it's just, it's such a sin and such a tragedy on a massive level.
Yeah.
Al, I was in bed a couple of days after this happened, and I was in that state where I hadn't fallen asleep yet, but I was drifting into the weird thought, and I was at Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'm watching the show. You're up on stage, and you went into a guitar solo, but it was with somebody else, and I see you and Paul together playing and laughing, and I kind of woke up out of that and go, that was as real as anything I've ever felt before.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. There's been countless number of times where, you know, he and I'd be on the stage together, and, you know, it's absolutely, you know what it's like during the show, you know, absolute pandemonium.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd whisper in his ear, or he'd whisper in my ear, and I'd just say, you know, look at us now, and he'll be like, you know, hey, guy, you know, great job, great show, and look what we've accomplished. And, you know, I always looked at him and just smiled, you know, because, you know, why would you ever think anything would ever change?
Yeah.
And now, listen, you know, he and his family, you know, his wife, his daughter, you know, they've been at the helm from the jump with this thing. And, you know, I'm just so thankful and pleased and honored that his family's going to carry on the tradition that they've helped create. It's going to continue on, you know, for what Paul wanted. Paul wanted this to live forever. You know, that was always his definition of heaven, is that, you know, you're held in somebody's heart and mind for the rest of their lives and their grandchildren and so on and so forth. So here we go.
Who's stepping up to kind of take the reins right now and keep this thing going?
Well, his family's always been there with him, you know, so there's really, you know, no change other than, you know, the family is at the helm of this ship. You know, they're amazing when it comes to, you know, the business. I mean, listen, you know, when I first started working for Paul, a day later is when I met his wife, and they've been, you know, a partnership and a pair, you know, from the jump. You know, Paul used to sing his daughter's praises all the time, how, you know, she's such an incredible writer. You know, Ireland's, I think, just approaching 20 years old, and, you know, she's an incredible young lady. So, you know, you have Adam and Kenny in the office, you know. Nothing like that has really changed. I mean, you know, everybody has their jobs, and, you know, if anything, you know, we're just even more diligent than maybe we have been in the past, only because we want to carry on this legacy with the family.
We're talking with Al Petrelli, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, going to be in Salt Lake on November 21st with two shows, 4 and 8 p.m. Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, now what do we expect with the show this year?
What have I been telling you guys every year?
Bigger, better, right? Faster, stronger, yeah. Louder.
Have I ever let you down?
Never.
Well, there you go. I'm not about to start now, nor is the organization. You know, listen, we're coming back through with The Ghost of Christmas Eve, because that story everybody's just fallen in love with. And the interesting, I think we chatted about this briefly last year, is that the interesting thing about Paul's story is that everybody has kind of inserted their own name or situation into The Ghost of Christmas Eve and made the story their own. Like we all know, everybody misses somebody around the holidays, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So the look of the show is going to be different. You know, the beginning of it, we'll have some new material that we're going to perform, and the end of the show will be all sorts of different special. You know, the production is over the top. I mean, there'll be more stuff. So, you know, it's the non-typical TSO coming into town and taking over.
Yeah, I officiate weddings occasionally, very occasionally. But when I do, one of the first things I say is, everybody, I want you to close your eyes and think for a minute about the people that aren't here. And in your mind, know that they are here participating in this ceremony right now. And then we'd be quiet for a minute. You get in your mind the person that's not there that should be. And then we continue on. And I think that's the way I'm looking at your show coming. You know, when you start off, and I'm going to be thinking about the people in my life, like you said, that aren't there, but would be if they were here. And
yeah, exactly. And their memory and their spirit and their legacy, you know, is carried on, you know, in our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every note that I play is a tribute to Paul. Every lyric in the songs that will be sung is a tribute to Paul. You know, and that's a, you know, and it's hard to imagine how it's going to go on. I can only say that the plan is to, you know, when we walk on that stage, compartmentalize things, put it to the side for a minute, and go out and perform. Because what was most paramount to Paul is the folks in the audience deserve a perfect show. You know, everybody in that arena is buying a ticket to see an incredible show, and that's what they're going to be given. If there's something behind the notes, if there's something behind the lyric, if there's a little something more special about a performance, you know, well, that's part of the grieving process, I guess. But we're going out there to fog it, to light it, and to blow it up, you know, just the way Paul has done for so many years. And with his family, the legacy will live on just like that.
Is this the 18th anniversary? Am I right? 18th anniversary of the tour?
Of tour, well, 99, yeah. So I think 18 years this will be.
Have you guys done in merchandising T-shirts for every year? Because I remember the 15th anniversary shirt, and I can't find it, and I was hoping I could get another one. And I was wondering if you were going to have the similar shirt at all for the 18th annual.
I don't know, but I'm sure I could, you know, check in the office and see if they have any floating around. You know, we'll take care of, you know that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that shirt. The design on it was, if I was going to design a shirt, it would look just like that. Cause I've
then
always
I'm going to have
that.
To get you another one.
Well, I'll tell you, Al, let's talk again before the show. And our love and our thoughts are always with you and your family and your friends. And can't
wait
to see
you. Listen, I love you too. You know how much I love you guys. And I'll be in Monday afternoon, and maybe, you know, let's get together and we'll spend some time together. And then, you know, come that Tuesday, it's chaos. So I can't wait.
I love that chaos.
It's good chaos.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
That excitement, that energy, there's nothing like it, man.
There's nothing like it, and there's absolutely nothing like it, you know, until we get to Salt Lake. Because, again, you know, the pandemonium that existed from 2001 on is just, it's pretty much unrivaled. So thank you both for everything all these years, and I love you both dearly.
Love you too, Al.
All right, guys. I'll see you in a minute.
See you, man.
Al Petrelli, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.